Nashville Noir, Cold-Blooded, edited by Clay Stafford, and read by Nicholas Tikosky, Jennifer Riker, and Kevin Stillwell. Introduction. I love a good story, any story, and the idea has been circulating in my head for years of creating an anthology exclusively with killer Nashville alumni. I'd prefer to let the stories speak for themselves, but as the founder of Killer Nashville, and since these are Killer Nashville alumni, it might be prudent to say a little about Killer Nashville itself. Writers and readers of all genres, fiction and nonfiction, are, to me, some of the most important and awesome people on the planet. I can't soak up enough of either. I read around 400 books per year, and even then I feel I'm slacking. Why? Because the relationship between writer and reader cannot be explained in any other way than magical. Writers and readers both champion against injustice. They right wrongs. They say eloquently the things that others dare not say. They change the world. Collectively, in my romantic mind, they are the true round table. And the best writers do it in a way so entertainingly that we readers have no choice other than to be led along. That's when I know I'm as close to heaven as someone can get here on earth. I've always been envious of the past romantic times that probably weren't as romantic as their legends lend them to be. But nonetheless, the Socrates School, the Dymock Poets, the Inklings, the Factory, the Bloomsbury Group, the Algonquin Roundtable, Stratford on Odeon, assemblies where writers and thinkers met to share visions, network, and find first criticism for their works in progress. So, in this new electronic age, I had the idea for an intimate writing group that could dreamily span around the world and connect writers with other writers, connect writers to people in the industry, connect writers with information relating to publishing, connect genre writers with scientists, academics, government officials, and law enforcement in order to make for truthful writing, and most importantly, connect writers with readers. I envisioned a place where new writers could mingle with old writers without egos or pretension. I saw a place where the torch of knowledge and craft could be passed, where an experienced generation could give back to the new. I saw a place where there was no arrogance or comparison between genre or literary, where it only came down to good writing and good stories, and the participants were secure enough in themselves to know that good writing can be found in any genre. I welcomed the idea of conversing with a writer or reader from Paris, Tennessee, or France. Thus was the idea of Killer Nashville. In 2006, we had our first literary conference, more of a symposium of around 60 close and distant friends. Last year, we neared 500 visitors from around the world, with 6 concurrent tracks over the course of nearly 4 full days. And just last month, I was told that our tweet impressions alone have jumped to an average of over 22,000 weekly. Killer Nashville has grown beyond my imagination. But it isn't about numbers. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm a writer and a reader. Killer Nashville is a family, a community of people who gather together and support each other. It is a place where unpublished writers become published writers, where seasoned writers become better, and where readers discover new authors to love. We became so collective, in fact, that in 2013, Publishers Weekly recognized Killer Nashville as playing an essential role in defining which books become bestsellers throughout the nation's book culture. And what's so cool about Killer Nashville is that its backbone is volunteer-based and has been from the very start.